Our third story now. The death toll of Palestinians killed in Israel's attacks on Gaza has risen to 1,980 as the fragile truce between the two sides is holding. According to local sources, about 10,200 Palestinians have been injured in the Israeli onslaught. Earlier, the Palestinian Interior Ministry accused Israeli forces of violating the five-day ceasefire. Israeli troops reportedly shot at several houses located in the east of the town of Khan Yunus. Meanwhile, Palestinian negotiators in Cairo say that there's been some progress in the truce talks. Another Palestinian delegation led by Hamas is in Qatar to discuss a proposal for a long-term truce. Palestinians say they will accept a permanent ceasefire only if the seven-year Egyptian-Israeli blockade of Gaza is lifted. Press News' Ashraf Shannon, our correspondent, joins me from Gaza to tell us more about this. Ashraf, over to you. Tell us more about how the talks on a truce, on a permanent truce, is going on.
Well, Hassan, the negotiating teams and the Palestinian representatives, whether in Qatar or in Cairo, they're not releasing any concrete information about what's really happening. The Palestinians in Gaza are anxious to know the exact details of a possible long-term ceasefire agreement. The last thing they agreed upon with the Israelis through the Egyptian mediators is the five-day humanitarian ceasefire. So people now are crossing their fingers, waiting what's going to happen at the end of the five-day ceasefire. For example, earlier today we were at an UNRWA school where thousands of people were staying there because their homes were destroyed, either completely or partially, throughout the Gaza Strip. Now, I talked to some people there, and they were telling me they will try to go back to their partially damaged homes, pending the situation with the renewal of the ceasefire. But definitely, everyone I talked to said that 5 hours or 6 hours before the end of the five-day humanitarian ceasefire, they will leave the areas along the eastern perimeter of the Gaza Strip and northern Gaza, because for them, the war is still war. This is a war despite the fact that it's a humanitarian ceasefire. Right now, we are at Shifa Hospital, Gaza's central hospital, the Shifa Medical Complex. The walls of this hospital bore witness to the thousands of people who were killed and injured during over a month of Israeli bombardment from air, land, and sea. And even the ambulances behind me bear witness to the fact that Israeli forces violated every basic international law by targeting civilian infrastructure, targeting hospitals, and killing medical personnel, as well as targeting ambulances who are basically trying to save the lives of people. People on a daily basis continue to die in Gaza. Those who were injured, over 10,200 people were injured during the Israeli so-called Operation Protective Edge, continue to die on a daily basis. Every day, one or two Palestinians succumb to their wounds, whether here or Egypt or somewhere else, or those who are lucky enough to even cross into the Egyptian border crossing at Rafah. Because medically speaking, it's critical that when an injury happens, is the first response that takes care of the injured person. But for the hospitals in Gaza, like Shifa Hospital, when people were injured and they came to the emergency room, there were hardly any medical supplies or any surgical supplies to take care of them. This is why the health situation deteriorated, and this is leading to the death. So the number of people who were killed is around 2,000, but the number is still rising because those who were wounded continue to die.
All right, we'll leave it there for the time. Press News, Ashraf Shannon reporting from Gaza. Thanks, Ashraf.